The publishing rights to one of the world's biggest and most famous catalogue of songs have been sold for a reported $250 million. David Bowie's entire body of work is now in the hands of Warner Chappell Music, including the songwriting itself and almost all of the recordings of it. Stephanie Smale spoke to music journalist and author Stuart Coop about the sale.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars.
For the artist or for the estate, I guess it just is a nice, tidy way to have all of their assets under one umbrella. They get a big payout. Not that obviously it's going to matter too much to David Bowie, but whoever controls his estate, they've got a big injection, and it just removes all of the pressure for them to do anything. But there's a lot of administration. There's a lot of simple debt collecting. Those debts may be in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you know, someone has got to go out and find out, you know, what money's owed in Spain, what money's owed in Australia, what money's due in Canada, and all of those things. There's constant requests for use of songs in film soundtracks, for television and radio and product, you know, commercials and shows and things like that. So it's really the, you know, the artist, their management or their estate saying, you know what, just give us $250 or $300 or $400 million and it can be somebody else's problem.
Has streaming undercut the artists? Have new ways to access music hurt the artist's bottom line?
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, it certainly, you know, maybe if streaming had not been, you know, invented, maybe some of these artists might be looking at all a little bit differently. Probably not, but I'm sure it comes into play when the negotiations are done as to the valuation of these catalogues. You know, I mean, streaming is without any question impacting significantly on the income stream of every artist, and most powerfully it's affecting the income of younger emerging artists who, you know, that's the publishing, you know, income and the income from record or CD sales has always been a significant component in their livelihood. Again, we go back to the fact that these deals, as far as I'm aware, are not being offered to those sort of people. You know, they've been offered to the sort of people who it doesn't really matter to them how music is disseminated. But of course, Warner Chappell, Sony, Universal, the other big monolithic companies that are offering these deals would clearly be factoring in the fact that, you know, the purchase of physical product has, at least for the time being, you know, been completely decimated by streaming, and that would be factoring in the deals that they're offering these particular artists.
Music journalist and author Stuart Coop speaking with Stephanie Smale.